From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series of the Book of Joshua as he brings the next portion of a message called The Curse of Rebuilding What God Has Cursed. Chapter 6, verse 26, we find a curse placed by the Lord upon anyone who would rebuild as a fortified city Jericho following its destruction. The price for such disobedience would be the deaths of the man's firstborn and of his youngest son, a penalty which came to pass during the reign of the evil King Ahab. In applying the teaching of this passage to present-day religious conditions, Dr. Cairns first gave the reasons for God's curse upon Jericho. Then we've seen how this is paralleled in the apostasy which is rampant in the church today. Every apostate movement has been characterized by the same errors as Ahab's minions. They ignore God's word. They despise His work. They flaunt His warnings. And as a result, they provoke God's wrath. Continuing the message, Dr. Cairns is gleaning lessons from God's curse. The first thing we've learned is that God has not changed. The passage of time has no effect upon God's word. What He has declared will inevitably come to pass. What God has cursed should have no place in the life of the individual, the nation, or the church. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning.
This morning's text is found in Genesis chapter 7 and verse 16. The Lord shut him in. Noah was shut in, away from all the world, by the hand of divine love. The door of electing purpose interposes between us and the world which lieth in the wicked one. We are not of the world, even as our Lord Jesus was not of the world. Into the sin, the gaiety, the pursuits of the multitude, we cannot enter. We cannot play in the streets of Vanity Fair with the children of darkness, for our heavenly Father has shut us in. Noah was shut in with his God. Come thou into the ark, was the Lord's invitation, by which he clearly showed that he himself intended to dwell in the ark with his servant and his family. Thus all the chosen dwell in God and God in them. Happy people to be enclosed in the same circle which contains God in the Trinity of his persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. Let us never be inattentive to that gracious call. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee, and hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpast. Noah was so shut in that no evil could reach him. Floods did but lift him heavenward, and winds did but waft him on his way. Outside of the ark, all was ruin, but inside, all was rest and peace. Without Christ we perish, but in Christ Jesus there is perfect safety. Noah was so shut in that he could not even desire to come out. And those who are in Christ Jesus are in him forever. They shall go no more out forever, for eternal faithfulness has shut them in, and infernal malice cannot drag them out. The prince of the house of David shutteth, and no man openeth. And when once in the last days, as the master of the house, he shall rise up and shut to the door, it will be in vain for mere professors to knock and cry, Lord, Lord, open unto us. For that same door which shuts in the wise virgins will shut out the foolish forever. O Lord, shut me in by thy grace.
Thank you.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. Our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the programs, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as, why don't Jews accept Jesus as the Messiah? Does God practice deliberate deception? Or why doesn't God save everybody? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Our God is just, and He is holy, and He is the same today as ever He was before. The great outstanding theological lesson of our text is to tell us what God is. It's a very good idea when you're reading the Bible and you're trying to study a chapter or any portion indeed for your edification, to stop and ask yourself, first and foremost, what does this teach me about my God? What is the lesson it's teaching about my God? And the lesson this text is teaching is that God is unchanging in His holiness and in His justice. The second theological lesson is that what God has cursed should have no place whatsoever in the life of the individual, of the nation, or of the church. What God has cursed should have no place in the life of the individual, of the nation, or of the church. One famous Old Testament commentator made this comment on the text that we have taken this morning. The curse upon Jericho was the curse upon everything of an idolatrous nature, upon the Canaanitish race with all its heathen abominations. And then he says this, it was therefore a theocratic, and simply a theocracy is the rule of God. So it's God doing this as the ruler of his people. It was therefore a theocratic curse on sin itself. Such a curse Paul utters on principles of the New Testament against all teachers of error and corrupters of the congregation. 1 Corinthians 16:22. If any man love not our Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema. Galatians 1:8. If anyone preaches any other gospel unto you than that which I have preached, let him be accursed. So he says this, and Paul gives a similar curse against all teachers of error and corrupters of the congregation with the same propriety as did Joshua. Now I read that to you because it's true in part. This curse, you see, is not as general as this commentator imagines. This curse is not simply a curse on all sin. Oh, there is a curse on sin. But this is more than a general curse on all sin. This is more than a general curse on all error. This is something that is very, very specific. And it's against one kind of sin. Isaiah spoke of this same kind of sin in chapter 5 and verse 18. Woe unto them that draw iniquity with cords of vanity or cords of lying, and sin, as it were, with a cart rope. Now, that's a very vivid picture. Again, scholars are in two camps as to the precise meaning of the words, and I'm not going to follow them down all the little alleyways of their reasonings. But anybody can see right on the surface of Isaiah 5 and verse 18 the force of the figure of speech. Here are people, and they're in harness with sin. Here are people, and they are dragging sin after them, but they're delighted to have it. They're determined to have it. And then, verse 19, these people say, let him, that is, let God make speed. We know that he has cursed our sin. We know that his judgment is pronounced against our apostasy. We know that he has threatened this awful retribution. But let him make speed. Let him hasten his work that we may see it. Let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw nigh and come that we may know it. The voice of mockery against the God of heaven. This is the sin that God is talking about. This is the sin that he's particularly cursing. As it is in Isaiah 5:20, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, and bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. That's the kind of sin he's talking about. It's a very specialized, particular kind of sin. In the words of, or the picture of our text, it is taking what God has cursed. It is taking what God has condemned. It is taking what God has cast down, and it's building it up. That's what God is cursing. Let me give you an example or two. Cain sought to gain salvation by building on what God had cursed. Cain sought to save his soul by dismissing the curse of God, by pretending that it didn't exist, by making less of his sin than the Bible made of it. Cain sought to save his own soul by building up what God had cursed, and he paid the price. And I tell you, across America today, there are millions, and they're of the tribe of Cain. They're of the religion of Cain. And they're taking that which has the curse of God upon it, namely the works of their own supposed righteousness, and they're building it up before God. They're imagining that on that basis they can placate God's wrath and please God's justice and obtain God's favor. But they can't do it. God's curse is on all Cain's religion. Then Ahab, for I believe that Hiel the Bethelite was only putting into practice the policy and principles of his king, Ahab. Ahab sought to govern the nation by promoting what God had cursed. The building of Jericho was simply an expression of the whole reign of Ahab. God had cursed Baal worship. Ahab brought it in. He made a Baal worshiper his queen. He gave her free rein to persecute truth and to raise iniquity in the country. Ahab was seeking to build his kingdom and govern his nation by promoting what God had cursed. Could I say that here in America today, we are governed by a bunch of Ahabs? And I'm not interested in their political party or their economic strategy or their social policies, at least in most cases. But I am interested, whether it's America or the United Kingdom or Ireland or anywhere else, I am interested when leaders of a nation take what God has officially and forever stamped with his curse, and they have elevated it to such a level that it becomes a major plank in their whole procedure of government. You have today the most wicked devices that the filthy hearts of men have ever been able to produce. You have these things now elevated, not only to the acceptable in America, but you have them elevated to being necessary to the whole democratic freedom and process of this nation, according to those who rule this country. Believe me, before very long, this nation will follow others in giving the full weight of law to this outlook. But according to those who rule this country, at least to most of them, you're an enemy of freedom if you stand against the wickedness of sodomy. I cannot, because of the necessary restrictions of modesty and decency, I cannot begin even to suggest the vileness and the wickedness and the hellishness of this so-called alternate lifestyle. According to those who are governing this country, this is so necessary to America that they are doing their best from the far northwest right through to the eastern seaboard. They are doing their best to introduce the teaching of accepting sodomy as a decent alternative lifestyle, even to children in kindergarten and first grade. That's how necessary they make this to the American way of life. Woe to those that call evil good and good evil. Woe to those who are drawing iniquity with the cart ropes of lies and vanity. Woe to those who would build what God has pulled down, who would bless what God has cursed, and like Ahab would seek to govern the nation by promoting the very thing that God has cursed. That's only an example. You can go further into just about almost any area you would care to mention. God's curse is upon covetousness. God's curse is upon the idea of living in luxury without doing anything to earn it. And yet more and more states of this union, and I'm sad to say recently my own home country of the United Kingdom, have taken gambling. They have enshrined it as government policy. Our schools are supposed to be going to be better. They're going to be well-financed. They're going to be all this wonderful education system, all built upon the basic breach of the moral law of God and enshrining the very thing that God has cursed. Let me tell you, no nation in history has ever gambled its way into prosperity, and no nation ever will, because the holiness of God is against it.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.